720 WTN. It is On the Road with Dane here, Allstate Showcase Studio, beautiful Michigan Avenue. It's always beautiful. You got the architecture and, of course, the great pedestrians of Chicagoland, along with some of the motor traffic. But today is a beautiful day. It is the first of many beautiful days, but in a spring that has been pretty easy on us weather-wise, this is pretty fantastic. So excited about the show. It is jam-packed, as always. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk a little cool car tech with Jessica Scorpio from Get Around. This is something we talked about a little bit maybe 2 weeks ago, some of the new apps that are out there. She is the founder of the company. It is a car sharing app that is sweeping the nation. So she'll be calling in a little bit with that. And you'll probably be participating in it a little bit down the road. And then family vacations. It is spring break time. We're just getting to the end of our spring break. Some people are doing it this week. Some people are doing it next week. Eileen Ogut, she is a nationally syndicated columnist. Talking all about travel and vacations with kids. She'll be joining us to talk about that. Some hints, some tips, some advice and all that. So stay tuned for that. That is going to be great as well. And then we'll check in with Texas Motor Speedway. Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, is going to be talking about some of the best barbecue road trips and his local connections down in Florida now. But loved racing. John Force, the greatest drag racer in probably history, will be joining us a little bit later on in the program. And then the super fan. He is the Pizza Hut All-American. Now, Lise, you know, you want to put things on your resume. You want things to be impressive. All-American is always, I think, something that we understand is a good thing. But Pizza Hut All-American, does that make it better?
I think so. As long as there's some red pepper flakes around.
Some cheese in the crust.
Exactly.
So just in case you think we're going to talk about pizza, it wouldn't be beyond us. So don't think, well, geez, what's with that? We would definitely do that. But he is Jason Zone Fisher, and he's going to be sharing some of those kind of sports bucket list road trips that he's going on for the NCAA. The Frozen Four is happening here in town now, which is the NCAA championship right here in Chicago. Great hockey town, great food town, great pizza town. So it's a nice combination. We'll talk to him before the end of the program. But Lisa, I know you're a huge Cubs fan, as are so many people around the country. You know, I mean, I think last year
kind around of the world
captivated, right? The Cubs, yeah, are America's team. Get rid of the Cowboys, and certainly the Yankees are never in that team photo. And so everyone's excited. The Cubs are closer to home as they get to home on Monday. They're going to be playing up in Milwaukee, and on the line with us, and we've talked about it, at least we talked about kind of organizing a listener road trip to head up to Miller Park and see our mighty Cubs. And Dino Tiberi, along with the channeled spirit of Harry Carey, is doing just that. Dino, welcome to WGN.
Dane, how are you? We're just closing in on the broad stop right now.
It's right.
As we make our pilgrimage up to Miller Park for tonight's game, a 6:05 start. My buddy Brian Lavach and I are on our way. We're just about ready to make the turn left on the Highway 50. And then we'll be in the parking lot of the broad stop before we know it.
Well, you know, Dino, and you'll know this because you spend a lot of time online and of course, exploring great places to go, that I think the Wisconsin Visitor and Tourism Bureau, it's one of the top items on there, is the broad stop there. Is it Kenosha? Is that where it's at?
Yeah, it's Kenosha, absolutely. Just over the border, and it's a must stop. It might be a must stop twice today. You never know. Sometimes we'll do the stop on the way up, and then another return stop on the way back, because, you know, you don't get up to Milwaukee every weekend. So, but fantastic brats. Food's awesome there. You get yourself a beverage if you need one. And, you know, get yourself ready for exciting Cub baseball tonight.
Yeah, well, for people who are watching WGNRadio.com, you can see the live feed. I've got my Swami spring training Cubs hat on. I'm going to predict that Miller Park is going to be one popular destination for Cubs fans, because, you know, just the demand. Hey, you win the World Series, a lot of things happen. And part of it is kind of that double-edged sword where even more people want to go. And I think people are going to be heading up like you to Milwaukee. You've done that in the past before. So in the last 30 seconds or so, kind of give people a snapshot of what it's like to experience a game up there.
Well, you know, listen, it's very spirited. The fans are really excited about it, both teams. This is, for Milwaukee, it's like the World Series. And look, judging from the parking lot, it looks like we got a lot of people here already, Dane. There's not a lot of parking spaces, but yeah, getting up to Miller Park, a great atmosphere. If they have the roof open or closed, there's just a lot of, you know, fans enjoying themselves. a predominantly Chicago group, of course, and it looks like we're going to have more of the same tonight for this game.
Yeah, more of the same. There'll be more people. I know that you'll be decked out in Cubs gear, and there'll be more of the same of that. They call it Wrigley Field North for a reason. No offense to the great Brewer fans up there, but the Cubs are going to be doing their part to sell tickets for the team this year heading up there. So enjoy the game, Dino. And you want to leave us with something as you channel the spirit of Harry Carey, as no one does it like you.
Well, listen, if you're in the ballpark, we're going to be in the club level. Just look for me in the parking lot. I'll have the big glasses on, of course. Stop by and have an ice cold Budweiser, because as you know, I'm a Cub fan, a Bud man, and I know you are too. So long, everybody.
All right, Dino, he is not going to be alone. Many, many thousands of Cub fans will be joining him up there. And who's going to be joining us after the break? It is going to be Jessica Scorpio, the founder of Get Around. This is a very cool company. You're going to hear about it when we come back from the break. It's Dane Neal on the road here on 720 WGN.
Follow the world champion Chicago Cubs all season here on 720 WGN.
La Buona Vita means the good life. And that's exactly how you'll feel when you arrive at La Buona Vita restaurant. With an exceedingly cool and friendly setting, you'll be amazed at their selection of high-quality Italian food and libations. It's an invitingly priced restaurant with a fun ambiance. And La Buona Vita staff may not know your name the first time, but they'll aim to know it when you come back. Find them on Calendar Ave in LaGrange. And don't forget to reserve for Easter dinner at labonavita.com.
Think green. Hi, this is Tonya Khoury, owner of Green Tea Lawn Care. Now is the time to have that beautiful lawn you always wanted.
Service to a green tea.
Our environment-friendly program will give you the greenest lawn on the block. Our state-certified technicians will care for your lawn like it's their own. Call our crews with the green letter T on top of our trucks.
Service to a green tea. 805-GREEN-TEA.
This is my family business, and we have such confidence in our service, there's no contract to sign. Call us now for a free fertilizer and weed control application worth up to $100. Yes, absolutely free. Call us now and get details for your free fertilizer and weed control application. With Green Tea Lawn Care, the grass is always greener on your side of the fence. Call 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services, service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA. Or greenteaservices.com.
I'm Trina Webster.
And I'm Dan Webster, founders of Z-Quiet. Let me be honest, I snored.
Yeah, he did. Crazy loud.
And I was forced to sleep on the couch most nights.
Dan tried everything, including surgery, to solve his snoring problem.
Nothing worked.
So we turned to experts and created a solution that's a total game changer. A mouthpiece called Z-Quiet.
Not just any mouthpiece, one that gently opens the airway where the snoring happens. In fact, it's based on the same technology as treatments costing thousands of dollars.
It allows natural jaw movement so you can talk, breathe normally, and best of all, sleep comfortably without making a sound.
And what's really cool is that it couldn't be easier. Just pop it in before you go to sleep to kick snoring out of bed.
So you can sleep quiet
with Z-Quiet.
Z-Quiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNAP to 91011. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNAP to 91011.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city, with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at ChicagoTribune.com.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
Hi, my name is Jessica Scorpio, founder and CMO of Get Around. I'm on the road with Dana at WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dan, on the line with us now is a visionary founder of the very cool car-sharing app that I've been aware of for a short period of time, but I think everybody in America is going to be aware of it in no time at all as they expand. It is the one and only founder of Get Around. It is Jessica Scorpio. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Well, it's, you know, who knows where you are, right? Because it's like you are traveling the country. You are never stopping. Right now, I think you're on the East Coast launching Get Around as an app in the Hoboken, in the New Jersey, the tri-state area. Is that right?
That's right. We just launched in New Jersey yesterday. We have a bunch more cities that we're going to be launching this spring and summer. We're already in 10 major cities across the country and expanding quickly.
It's one of those things, and I got a chance to meet you guys or some representatives here in Chicago at Bacon Fest, which is one of our favorite events. It's bacon-centric, obviously, great chefs, some really exciting food, but also, and I think it just lends itself to the idea that this relates to everybody, there was a get-around booth there. And what it is for the listeners to kind of get their head around it really quickly is it is basically kind of Airbnb for cars, right?
Exactly. So you can rent out your car when you're not using it, make extra cash. We provide the insurance and the technology to make it safe and convenient, and driver screening. And, you know, people love it. We have thousands of people sharing cars. We have 500,000 users.
Yeah.
And really pioneered this concept starting 7 years ago. It's really been taking off. And it just makes so much sense because there's a billion cars on the planet that sit idle 22 hours a day. And it's the second biggest household expense. So we created this model which lets you share your car safely and conveniently, and others can just access a car for as little as $5 an hour and live car-free.
See, it is one of those things, right? It's a win-win-win for everybody. Win for the planet, less cars. Win for people who don't necessarily want to take on all of the expense or the headaches that a car may entail, right? Because they can have access to the vehicle that they want. And for those people that don't necessarily use their car all the time, they can put that asset to work. I know in Hoboken, I saw in one of the press releases, 50% of the people there actually commute. They use public transportation. So those cars are sitting idle. They're not doing anything. Is that why you chose Hoboken? I mean, not all communities are the same, but that seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah, so in New Jersey, we're in Hoboken, Weehawken, and Jersey City, and really looking at also getting into New York City, New York State very soon. But yeah, basically in Weehawken, Hoboken, the mayors there have worked pretty hard to make them very futuristic cities, basically making them smart cities. And so we're a great solution to reduce congestion and to help people live car-free. And so it really complements other initiatives they have. And we really look at demographics where people own cars, but there's a good public transit system. There's, you know, interest in car sharing in general. It's just a great fit since so many people do take public transit but have cars that are sitting idle.
Yeah, I think people can understand, and I think everybody can relate to the fact that, hey, you know, cars, everybody's been riding in cars since they were born, and it's got a great history in America, and they understand the whole point A to point B part. You know, you got to get where you need to go. I think the parts that is mysterious, and that's where some of your expertise and kind of on the visionary side, taking that cutting edge technology and building it into something that we just do. So explain to the listeners, you know, how the technology works, because that's one of the things they were curious about.
Yeah, that's a great question. That's really part of our secret sauce and what makes us a leader and such an innovator in the space, and has allowed us to form major partnerships with all big car companies like Ford, Toyota, Mercedes, Audi. They all want to work with us because they see this as the future of transportation, the future of car ownership. It's all going to be connected and it's all going to be shareable. So what we do is we have a small device called GetAround Connect, which gets installed under the dash, and it essentially turns any car into a connected car, so bringing that car really into 2017-2018 version of the cars that are coming off the runway. What it does is it lets the car be unlocked from our app, so in a secure way, the car can just unlock through our smart app, and it also provides security features like location and tracking so that it can be safely shared.
The questions that I got, and there's some text coming in right now, is, and this is totally understandable because, you know, there's low jacks and security systems and locks on your cars for reasons. And the main reason is to keep your car secure and keep other people out. So you've got a way to unlock it. That's one thing. But, and you mentioned, you know, coming into the interview, the insurance side of it. So, and I'm sure you've thought all of that out because these are the things that would come up. So how does it work as far as being able to make the people who are allowing their cars to be shared secure? You know, the insurance side of it. What if something happens, even whether it's an accident or even something as mundane as a parking ticket? How do you guys handle that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've been around for 7 years at this point, so we have, we really pride ourselves on providing good customer service, and we have answers to all of these questions and the thorough process to back it up. So just quickly with the hardware technology, what that does is super important. It provides a convenient way to share your car. So if your car is available and you're at work, you don't have to go down and meet the person and exchange the keys. It can just, you know, go out and make money for you and come back and be set for you to use when you need it. And then the way insurance works is that we provide $1 million of insurance coverage during the rental period that is primary. So as an owner, you're not taking on additional liability sharing your car. In fact, we insure every trip, as well as doing driver screening and having the rating review system to make sure everyone is comfortable with the transaction. And then we have a claims team. We have a support team that operates 24/7. If anything happens, we're there to help out and take care of anything from a flat tire to a parking ticket. We're there to support them from GetAround.
Wow. Okay, to let the listeners know, we're speaking with the founder of GetAround. It's Jessica Scorpio. And a little bit on you, because not everybody wakes up and starts a company that is one of those things that is, I don't want to say it's a no-brainer, but when I first heard about it, you know, my head exploded a little bit. And as I share it, as I'm sure you have seen, you know, thousands of times as you share kind of that story, it's like, oh, yeah, wow, that's so great. Why didn't I think of that? Obviously, these things don't think of themselves, and there's a lot of work that goes from point A to the fact that we're on the phone right now. So talk a little bit about that process, the idea part of it, and then kind of a little bit of those growing pains getting to where you are now.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd love to tell that story. Part of the reason I'm out there sharing our stories to inspire other budding entrepreneurs. We got our start at a grad program called Singularity University, which is out in California. Larry Page, the CEO and founder of Google, challenges us to come up with an idea that could positively impact 1 billion people in 10 years. We really took that challenge to heart and came up with different ideas and really decided to focus on solving this problem that we call car overpopulation. The fact that there's 1 billion cars on the planet that sit idle 93% of the time, and really saw an opportunity since each shared car takes up to 32 cars off the road. So we wanted to build on the fleet-based car sharing programs that existed, but use a peer-to-peer model to massively expand the reach of car sharing programs and really give the power to the people by letting individual owners make money and share their car. So for the first time ever, turning it into a moneymaker rather than a depreciating asset. And, you know, it's a no-brainer idea, like you said, but it's all the devil's in the details and it's all in the execution. So we've gotten over so many hurdles to make this company the big success that it is today. We had to pass legislation in various states. We had to get a custom insurance policy developed. We have our hardware technology and our proprietary IP that really makes it all work and be so seamless. And, you know, all the other interesting, fun challenges that come with scaling a company. We have teams in every city, and we have 24/7 support we offer. So we're constantly learning and growing and just sharing Get Around to the public, and excited to reach your listeners. And definitely anyone who wants to chat more can reach us on social media. I'm at Jessica Scorpio.
Yeah, so this is exciting. People are going to want to talk to you, kind of follow in some of the adventures that you're doing. Of course, we'll give out that website again. And last thing, too, is you know, you're out there changing lives and changing the way that a lot of basic things are being done and approached or thought of. But you've attracted the attention not only of those thousands of people that are participating, but also like Ashton Kutcher. That's pretty cool. Like, do you guys get to hang out and talk about great new ideas?
We do. Every once in a while, Ashton's really wonderful, very smart, and really believes in what we're building. So he's been a great supporter.
Oh, that's good. All right. So Jessica Scorpio, she is the founder of Get Around. It is the kind of thing that you will be doing and using and enjoying. It will be all around you in the near future. That is for sure. So before we let you go, any plans on when Chicago will start doing more and more of it? Are you guys going to expand there? Are you going to come to Chicago for an event?
Definitely. We're going to be all over Chicago, all spring, all summer. We're growing. We have hundreds of cars. We have tens of thousands of users in Chicago. If you have a car, please sign it up. Check us out, getaround.com. I look forward to the feedback, and hopefully we can have you having a fun summer in Chicago.
The site is getaround.com, and the thing I get, as I said, is kind of sweeping the nation. Jessica Scorpio, thanks so much for what you're doing. Without people like you, we wouldn't have light bulbs or Get Around. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you, Dan. Look forward to talking again soon.
Pavers or concrete? Fan set to auto or fan on? Tile or wood? There are so many choices when it comes to your home. And I'm happy to help you figure it all out and come up with the right stuff that's right for you. I'm Lou Manfredini. Listen to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Saturday mornings.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money Accountingsoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
At Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital, you'll receive high-tech rehabilitative care from compassionate clinicians. Marion Joy has nationally accredited programs in stroke, brain injury, and pain management, and a 40-year legacy of serving the Chicagoland area as part of Northwestern Medicine. Marion Joy is continuing its commitment to invest in leading-edge technology, research, and expanded therapy options to benefit patients. To learn more about how Marion Joy is better than ever, visit marionjoy.nm.org.
Put on your derby hat because the Illinois Derby is back. Join in all the action Saturday, April 22nd at Hawthorne Racecourse. For tickets and details, visit hawthornracecourse.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code HOME. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code HOME. bowlandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code HOME.
On the road with Dane here, 720 WGN. And I want to encourage people, 312-981-7200. You can call in, you can text in, you can still share your favorite, Lisa said maybe your dream car, but your first car for sure, or maybe your favorite road trip destination. Everybody who does that is going to be entered to win those two tickets to the Indy 500 on May 13th. That show, we're going to be announcing those winners. So you've all got a bunch of time. You can enter as many times as you want. And the other way to do it is to email in on the road with Dane at Gmail, and you can send in. We've gotten some great pictures of some of the cars. We'll hope to get those up on the Facebook page, and certainly a lot of entrants as well. So coming up after the news, we're going to talk with Eileen Ogut. She is a nationally syndicated columnist. She was a former columnist and a correspondent here at Chicago Tribune when it comes to traveling and traveling with kids. So that is going to be great. Stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it is 2:30 and it is news time. The news is sponsored by Rogers Roofing. Here's Bob Kessler.
The search continues around Janesville, Wisconsin, for a man who may be planning an act of mass violence targeting President Trump. The FBI has joined the manhunt, offering a $10,000 reward after the discovery of a threatening manifesto that Jacob Jakubowski allegedly wrote and sent to the White House. Rock County Sheriff Robert Spoden says he's an extremely dangerous suspect who robbed a gun store Tuesday and stole multiple weapons and silencers.
We believe that, he's hunkered down, and his attempt, I believe, is to wait us out, hoping that our resources will be drained enough that we'll start pulling back, and that he can, commence with his, whatever his plan may be.
Jakubowski has wilderness survival skills and is thought to be still in the Janesville area. The Trump administration's vowing to keep up the pressure on Syria after the intense wave of missile strikes on Syrian air bases. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says the U.S. is prepared to take further action in Syria, but hopes it won't be necessary. And two counts of first-degree murder charges for 40-year-old Roger Scobie of Schaumburg in the killing of Tommy and Ira Moore of Berwyn last week. They were both found dead in their home from gunshot wounds to the head. Scobie, an acquaintance of the Moores, is scheduled to appear in bond court today. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
So, what can we do for you here at Bank Humungo, Mr. Peters?
Well, I'm looking for a bank that can handle our business banking needs.
Ah, you've come to the right place. Bank Humungo has over 1,200 branches in 134 cities around the country.
Wow.
Now, tell me a little about your business.
We're a 28-person architectural group here in Chicago, and we're really growing our business, especially in Europe, and we need a... Sir.
No.
You dozed off.
Oh, sorry. That happens when a small business like your small business is too small to be big.
While your business may not excite some banks, at First American, you'll find a privately held bank founded and managed in Chicago with all the sophisticated products and services to help you grow it. From conventional loans and treasury management to international banking and employee benefits consulting, First American is just the right size to meet your growing needs.
All right, I'm out of here.
Good. Come back and see us when you're bigger and more important.
First American Bank. We're the right size for any privately held up-and-coming business. Call us at 847-586-2700 or log on to firstambank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Easter Sunday. Easter eggs. Easter bunny. Lots of things pair with Easter, but none better than Baker Square pies. Another great pairing? Peanut butter and bananas, like our peanut butter banana supreme pie. Golden flaky crust, creamy peanut butter, fresh bananas. Perfect with your family celebration. Order your Easter pies today, like peanut butter banana supreme and classic French silk. Easter and the best pie in America. So good together. Call, click, or come in to Baker Square.
Be honest. Last time you saw your parents, were you afraid they might fall? If they do fall, do you think they could cope without help? If you're shaking your head, this message could save their life. We're Bay Alarm Medical, the number one rated help on demand service for seniors. We want to give you important safety information for free to help keep your parents safe at home. Simply call 1-800-600-4179. Bay Alarm Medical's alert service gives seniors instant access to the help they need at a touch of a button, 24/7, contacting family, friends, neighbors, or 911 services if needed without false alarms. Today's life-saving free information contains crucial tips we've learned keeping seniors safe for over 70 years. This free information can help prevent falls and make day-to-day life safer at home. For this important free information, plus a free quote on America's number one medical alert service, call 1-800-600-4179. That's 1-800-600-4179.
WGN Sports. The Blackhawks finish off the regular season in Los Angeles tonight. The game's at 5 with John Weideman and Troy Murray here on 720 WGN, WGNradio.com. Judd Surratt has the pregame at 4:30. The Cubs play in Milwaukee at 6:10. White Sox right now are hosting the Twins. It's 3-0 Sox in the bottom of the fourth. WGN traffic, there's a crash on the inbound Stevenson at Central, blocking all lanes. Traffic is getting by on the shoulder. An hour in from the Veterans Memorial, 40 minutes back out. Eden's okay. Kennedy, half an hour in and out of O'Hare. Ike's 40 minutes apiece in and out of Thorndale. Dan Ryan, 20 minutes either way between 9D, 5th, and downtown. Tollways are moving well, and for traffic on the 7s or 8s or any time on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly sunny for the rest of the day, 63 for the high, partly cloudy tonight, low around 50. Sunday, it's mostly cloudy, then mostly cloudy and breezy, high near 72. Sunday night, cloudy, breezy, 55. Monday, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, high near 71. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. 63 now at O'Hare, 62 at Midway, 58 in LaPorte, 61 along Chicago's lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Bob Kessler on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This is Eileen Uggins with TakingTheKids.com on the road with Dane at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, and on the line with us now is a former national news correspondent for the Chicago Tribune. She is the creator of the award-winning and nationally syndicated weekly column Taking the Kids. You've seen her on Oprah, you've seen her on the Today Show, and of course Good Morning America, and now here on WGN, her former hometown radio station, the one and only Eileen Uggins. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
So, Eileen, when I saw this and I saw you, you were a beacon of support and hope out there as a parent of three kids. It is so difficult it's so crazy to simplify it, but to take them almost anywhere. I mean, they're a little bit crazy. And when you think about the options of traveling, it builds in all those kind of levels of difficulty. And as we get into spring break, you know, our kids are just getting into spring break. There's so many other kids that are starting next week and the week after. So thank you, number one, for existing. And then and let's talk a little bit about the columns and just kind of that niche where you're in that's so needed.
I first started, honestly, because the travel editor at the Trib asked me to do a weekend away with my kids, who at the time, two of them, my third one wasn't born, and they were 3 and 1, and it was a total disaster. And I wrote about it, and that had a lot of resonance for people. And I realized that people wanted to keep traveling with their kids, but they didn't want to have to apologize for them. And I think now we're seeing that all the more. For all of the parents out there heading out on spring break, I think you just have to take a deep breath and remind yourself it's not going to be one Instagram worthy moment after another. And if the kids are old enough, let them have some input in the planning, because that way they'll be more cooperative, you know, rather than feeling like they're being dragged along all the time.
You know what, the dragged along thing, I remember growing up and we took a number of those kind of family truckster type vacations to play. You know, I would have rather gone to a, you know, a theme park with a papier-mâché headed character, but instead I was, you know, off in the woods or seeing the Civil War battlefields or national parks, beautiful places now that I appreciate more than I did then. But our kids, they're so in tune, you know, they're only like 10, 9, and 5, but they know an awful lot, and they, you know, got the internet. And so you think that is important, right? Have them kind of suggest places they like to go.
Well, you know, obviously, if you're set on going to a national park and they want to go to Disney World, you know, you've got to reach for accommodation. But let's say you say to the kids, we're going to go to Arizona for spring break and go to the Grand Canyon, and have them look up what they might want to do when they're there, what else they want to do while they're in Arizona, let's say. You know, maybe you can find a hotel, or they can help find a hotel that has a cool water park or something. So I think that sort of empowers the kids,
right,
and helps make them less cranky. And then if they're feeling less cranky, then the parents are going to be less cranky. Same thing, let's say, if you're flying, you know, let the kids help decide what to put in their backpacks. Just make sure it's nothing that won't go through
right,
TSA. Once my little daughter had we had no idea she had a one of those swords, you know, that come in drinks, those plastic swords, and we got stopped. And that was before 9/11. But
really?
Embarrassing, nonetheless.
Well, I was glad you didn't say, you know, when you paused like that, I was thinking you might come up with loaded weapon, but when you said
no.
The olive straw from the drink, I can't imagine that would be something.
Yeah, it just showed up on the x-ray.
Did they bring it out? Like,
oh, my husband, who's here, is reminding me it was a letter opener. But
oh, that's
same.
That's totally different, right? A red plastic olive stabber and a letter opener are two totally different things. But good for the clarification. But danger, right? You want to keep the kids safe is one of the most important things when you want to get out there, have fun, but have them be safe. One of your recent columns with taking the kids, you brought up water safety and cruise ships, and I think this is really great because we've wanted to take them on a cruise, but you hear those stories now and then of someone falling overboard and you don't discover it for hours later. So talk a little bit about that, safety on the cruise ship and the water side.
Well, you know, honestly, people falling overboard is rare. And typically when that happens, it's somebody who's really drunk or sadly wants to commit suicide. I think what's more important for parents to realize, especially if you haven't been on a cruise, is these ships can have over 1,000 kids on board, and the pools can be really crowded. Most do not have lifeguards. Only Royal Caribbean and Disney do. And even if there are lifeguards, it's really key for the parents to keep eyes on the kids at all times. I know that sounds like you'll say, well, yeah, they know how to swim, but anyway, you should be watching them and not paying attention to your drink or chatting or whatever. The best thing to do, the American Red Cross says, is that you should have one person in your group who's designated as a kid watcher, let's say for 15 minutes, and then you switch off so that person does not take their eyes off the kids. Because whether it's on a cruise ship or on a private island or a resort pool, when these tragedies happen, they happen in seconds, and it's right, usually just because a parent gets distracted for a minute, you know, turns away to look for a towel, right, or something that's dropped, and then before they know it, the kid is underwater. So I think that's really important. And cruises are great for families. They really are, because they're the one place where you're going to find something for everybody, whatever their ages are, and you know ahead what you're paying. So it's not like every time they want a Coke or something, you're paying $25.
Right. Now, you think of Disney as obviously kid-centric, and so we'll kind of set them aside as far as potential cruises for kids. But are there some other ones that are out there or even destinations that you've seen or gotten feedback from readers that you think, okay, well, this is one that is an exceptionally either doable, accommodating, or maybe even fun kind of way to take kids on a cruise?
Carnival actually carries the most kids in the industry, over 700,000 a year. Wow. And they do a really good job with lots of water slides and play areas and the only IMAX at sea if the kids are getting too much sun. All of the major cruise lines have really good kids activities. But, you know, the thing is, particularly with younger kids, you need to tell yourself, you can't be sure the kids are going to buy into it. You know, you just never know. If you can encourage them to go the first day, they'll usually find other friends and they'll be fine. But the questions I would ask would be to make sure there's activities for the kids of your kids' ages.
Right.
And an itinerary that'll suit your family, whether, you know, you want to spend all your time on the beach or you're looking for more sightseeing, that kind of thing. Do you want a great big ship or would you rather have like a small expedition ship, you know, which a growing number of families are opting for?
Early on when we first started talking, you mentioned the Grand Canyon. This summer, we're thinking, and I know just some of the feedback from listeners, that there's a bunch of them that are kind of planning, you know, as they might do on a regular basis in the summer. But, you know, one of those sort of Griswold family truckster, you know, get in the car and head out west, maybe to Yosemite or to the Grand Canyon or something like that. Do you have any advice? I know when I kind of think back to my time, I don't think I had much input on where we went or when we stopped, right? It was just a constant, are we there yet? And I have to go to the bathroom. But for the modern person and someone on the cutting edge like yourself, is there advice you can give to parents for those long kind of car trip vacations?
It's really good if you can stop every 3 or 4 hours, for sure, on a road trip and bring along stuff like a frisbee, a soccer ball, you know, a mitt and a softball. And if you can, do a picnic instead of, like, fast food because it's healthier and then the kids can just run around and run off some energy when you stop. It's also fun, again, get the kids involved and look for some weird and fun places to stop along the way. You know, let's say you're driving through Arizona and look for a fun state park. There's one where they have like a natural water slide. You know, it's real out of rocks, sort of, or factory to visit or something like that. And then when you get to the national parks, it's always good to stop the first thing at the visitor center, talk to the rangers, tell them the ages of your kids. They'll tell you what activities they have, you know, junior ranger programs or family activities, family hikes or family campfires, that kind of thing, and then plan the itinerary. And I think the biggest mistake families make, whether at national parks or anywhere, is they pack too much in. So, like, you're way better off to spend longer in one place, you know, and kind of get to know it than try to, like, hit, you know, 5 national parks in a week.
Well, you know how people are.
So you'd be surprised how many people do that, but,
that would be me.
There's so much to see and do in one. And if you're going to the Grand Canyon, make sure you've got plenty of water. It's going to be hot in the summer.
You know, have some kind of a burro awareness class. I know that they've got those where you get to kind of walk with the burro down there, some of those kind of things. But you're right, right? You know, you think of it, it is a vacation. You're going to want to be able to kind of relax and enjoy each other's company, spend some time together, as opposed to having, whether it's the pressure from work, instead of just trading that in for the pressure of deadlines to get from this activity to that activity. Just kind of, you know, relax, sort of let it come to you, have a few destinations in there, but just kind of let it happen, right?
Right. And, you know, you could plan like one activity a day and maybe one unplanned, but, you know, leave some time for the kids to swim. Try to get unplugged at a national park. You probably will. And if you've got to check in with work, and if you've got teenagers, you know, they'll feel like they're not alive if they're not on social media. Make a set amount of time that everybody can be on their devices and then try to not be on your devices for a while. National parks are good for that because the Wi-Fi is so bad in a lot of places. But speaking of that, you know, it's good to have a sort of a safety lesson with the kids too, like what to do if you're hiking on a trail and they get separated from you, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes. So you still have to kind of go back to those holes. If I don't meet you by this time, then we'll meet up at the big tree or the rock or something like that.
Have right. Or especially hiking. The experts say to tell the kids to hug a tree. You know, basically they should stay where they are and you'll come back to find them. And that's probably the same with the adults too, you know. Or if somebody gets hurt, everybody stays in one place, and then one person goes to get help if you don't have cell service. But, you know, just a little safety lesson is always good when you're traveling with kids. The same thing, like if you check into a hotel, just point out to them, like, where your room is, and if there were a fire or something, what they need to do, you know, just a kind of what if. Same thing at a theme park. What if you get separated? Go up to somebody in a theme park uniform and tell them,
yeah.
You know.
It is so important. It's the kind of thing that you think of, but now when everybody's so connected, you kind of almost put that by the wayside. But when you're in those places and those situations, you know, they are going to happen at some point and at some level, right? People are going to get separated, or where did so-and-so go? And to have at least a plan in place, because you can't put it, you know, together after the fact. You know, you got to have it agreed on before.
Right. And you'd be surprised, you know, like little kids at a theme park, they may not be old enough to have a phone, right? And they may get so rattled if they get separated from their parents, you know. People have told me they'll ask a kid, like, what's your name? What's your mom's name? And he'll say, Mommy, you know, and where are you staying? I don't know. What's your phone number? I don't know. So, you know, it's good for the little ones like that if you, not that you think they're going to get lost, but just in case, to stick a little card in their pocket, you know, with your name, cell number, the hotel name, just in case. And then with the older ones, just have a plan of what to do, you know, wherever you are.
Yeah, a card in the back pocket with all the important information, like, you know, your parents' phone numbers, maybe some of those things. Of course, the website for taking the kids, you know, where they can get
right.
up to date on all the information. So I let the people know, like, where they can read you on a regular basis. You're consistently writing things that are not only entertaining, but also incredibly useful and helpful, where they can find you and enjoy what it is that you're doing.
They will find me in the Chicago Trib, but the best place is takingthekids.com, and they can also email me and I'll answer their questions. And I've got a series of kids' guides out to major cities, so if anyone's heading to D.C. or New York or Chicago or Denver, they can buy these books, which are really fun for the kids because they have a lot of quotes from kids in them.
See?
Talking about what to do in these various places.
See, the peer-to-peer input is very important, and she is there collecting, wrangling all that information and getting it for the people here in the Chicago Tribune and at takingthekids.com. It is the one and only Eileen Ogutz. Thanks so much for what you're doing, number one. And then thanks for taking time out and being on WGN today.
Oh, anytime. Happy travels. Enjoy spring break, everybody.
Hi, this is Scott Paddock, president of Chicagoland Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And what a beautiful day. You don't think about necessarily some of the cold things that are going to be coming up, but the city is abuzz with activity, certainly because of the weather. But the Frozen Four is here, and Lise, we've got a guest coming up at the end of the show, but you can see a lot of the fans of some of those teams that are participating kind of walking around in their hockey jerseys and they're enjoying Chicago.
Oh yeah, Jason will be joining us, and he won this amazing prize last year, $50,000, and he got to tour all around the country and go to as many games as he could. I mean,
we'll ask him. Obviously, we've got to leave.
I've got so many questions.
But I know that Pizza Hut is involved with that, and so there's going to be a couple pizza connections going on for that. Coming up a little bit on the 20th of April, and I apologize, I was not completely aware that it was as big a deal as it is or as involved. I'm going to be one of the guests. I'll be the guest pizza maker on the 20th over at Eataly on Ohio. And for those people that know Eataly, this is a 60,000 square foot Italian marketplace. I don't know if there's maybe 7 restaurants in there. There's a bakery, a brewery, you know, cheese making. Got a couple of these really incredible pizza ovens that are there. And so we're going to be making Neapolitan pizza. I'll be the guest pizzaiolo. And I've got a pizza that I made. That because first off, I sat down and then they're like, so I've got to design this pizza. And it's kind of a double-edged sword because you have to design a pizza that's good, you know, that people will like, but then isn't already on the menu. And these guys sell pizzas all the time. So they're trying to come up with all the good. You can't just say, hey, just make it a, you know, some fresh mozzarella, you know, some pepperoni. You've got to kind of be creative with it, but not so creative that it turns people off and it isn't desirable because you want to sell it. You're going to raise some money for a great charity at the same time. So at least when it comes to pizza, what do you like?
Oh, well, I'm a vegetarian, so that limits things.
Okay.
But not really. I mean, you can put any veggie on a pizza and it'll be great. Lately I've been making like a sweet potato sauce. My boyfriend and I make our own pizzas. So we'll make like a sauce, with sweet potato base and broccoli.
Broccoli.
And like a cornmeal crust.
Okay.
I don't know. I like pineapple occasionally. Oh, I'm one of those people. Okay.
No, that's great. That's great but that was one of the rules. So the two rules that they had, because there's a couple ingredients out there that are sort of the magic ingredients. You throw some bacon on there. Maybe you throw some lobster in there. Maybe some truffle.
Ooh,
right? And it automatically sounds, well, it probably tastes horrible, you know, all those combined, yeah. but it sounds good. Pineapple was one of the magic ingredients that you're not allowed to put on it. Maybe I know they have it probably somewhere within the facility, but you weren't allowed to have pineapple on your pizza. I'm not sure why.
So what did you have?
Well, my pizza, and I'll divulge it on maybe this Wednesday on Bill and Wendy, but it's going to be,
is it barbecue themed?
Because then I had to try to think, let's not make it too niche. It has spicy salami on it, but it's sliced in such a way that it's almost kind of a prosciutto texture for it, but it's got a really great flavor to it. It's got green olives.
Ooh,
so it's got some green olives on there. It's got arugula.
I love arugula.
Yep. It's got the buffalo mozzarella. So it's got that on there. And then it's got a white cream kind of mushroom sauce on it. And the crust itself is a gluten-free. And I'm not gluten intolerant, but you know, I'm trying to be open-minded and all-inclusive. But this one is not one of those. You would never know it unless they told you.
Wow.
So for those people out there that have any restrictions, no restrictions on that day. And I hope to see a lot of people out there on the 20th, 312-981-7200. You can go ahead and get on the list. We'll put you on the list. You can enjoy that with Lisa and I and I think her boyfriend. I think my family, the kids, the crazy kids I was talking about with Eileen, they'll be there as well. We're going to take a quick break. Then we'll come back and send the news. It's Dane here on 720 WGN.
All aboard!
This is Greg Elkin from Texas Motor Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
WGN on the road with Dane, and on the line with us is a guy that is there with 181,000 other race fans and millions of people watching on television as we get ready for a race weekend. The Monster Energy Cup Series is heading into Texas Motor Speedway. On the line with us, he is the media relations manager, Greg Elkin. Greg, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So this is it. First off, I know going back and forth, and everybody's got some kind of connection to Chicago at some point, you know, whether they flew through, had some hot dogs, you know, enjoyed the pizza or whatever, but you have some serious connections to Chicagoland.
Well, my dad grew up in Logan Square. My mom grew up in Downers Grove, and I am from St. Charles.
Are you serious? My parents live in St. Charles, so that's awesome.
Yep. I am from St. Charles.
So, well, wait a minute. Now, I get it. The weather's a little more temperate. It's a temperate climate. Everything's bigger in Texas, so maybe you felt constricted, you know, by the Chicagoland area. But how does somebody get from here, basically, to Texas?
Well, I've been pretty lucky throughout my career. I've worked in major college sports. I worked for Bob Knight in the 90s at Indiana.
Nice.
And then down here, I've worked for the Rangers and the Mavericks and at one of the universities down here, UT Arlington, and then ended up here at the Speedway. So been down here almost 18 years and enjoy it, but my family has been Bears season ticket holders for 61 years, and that's never going to change. And I was a lifelong dream, obviously, like a lot of people last November.
Well, you got to imagine, you know, you're probably enjoying what you're doing and where you are a lot more than your family is with the Bears. because it's it has been long suffering. But this brings up a really great question, because you know, NASCAR, auto racing, you know, one of the top two between them and the NFL as far as biggest spectator sports in all the world of sporting. And so you have worked in and around, you know, college sports as big as it gets, professional sports, the national pastime, baseball, all that kind of stuff. So how do you compare the experiences, and kind of more importantly, how do you compare the fans?
Well, I think the experiences, I think going to a race is totally different than going to, let's say, an NFL game. And it's just because it's so different, because it's kind of like the circus is in town. You know, you can follow it every week throughout the season, which is great. But if you're local to, you know, the track there in Chicago, here, or wherever you might be, you only maybe get one or two opportunities a year, unless you're going to travel somewhere, to actually get to see them. And I think what's great about in this day and age is you can go to a lot of different websites, a lot of different podcasts and things to keep up with the sports you love. And NASCAR has that. I think the thing you really see with NASCAR fans is, while someone may be a Bears fan or a Cowboys fan or Cubs fan or whatever, these people are fans of they're fans of the sports, but they're really particular fans of the drivers. And they cheer for those guys, and they don't cheer for anybody else. And I think that's unique to this sport, which is really great. But I think, you know, to keep growing the sport, I think you need some more of those people that influx that, you know, have a few different favorite drivers, or maybe they just cheer for the guys on a certain team. But they are diehards. They're number one in brand loyalty.
Yep.
That's why all those ads are on the car, because they know those people. If you're a Jimmy Johnson fan, you're going to Lowe's and not the competitor. So that's what makes it special, I think.
Well, 181,000. So as far as just capacity, one of the bigger tracks as far as bringing people in, and in Texas. And I know that NASCAR fans travel. They come from all over the place. And we've always said it, too, is the tracks are some of the biggest stars in racing, almost as much as the drivers. You've got places like Daytona and Bristol, even like Texas Motor Speedway, even though it's one of the newer tracks. You know, it's not one of those that's really old. It's definitely a fan favorite. And so talk about some of the changes that you guys have going on this year. Obviously, we've changed up with stage racing. So there's little elements built in to make it maybe more TV friendly, more fan friendly. But you guys have actually adjusted the track a bit as well.
Right. The first thing with the track is we repaved it and reconfigured our turns 1 and 2. We went from 24 degrees to 20 degrees, which doesn't sound like that big a difference, but it made that part of the track 20 feet wider. It would be very easy for these cars to be 4 wide through those two turns. And then hence it took away the cookie cutter feel of the track, because you're going to have to set up either for one end or the other and adjust as the race goes on. And the interesting thing, we did this from January through March, so none of these cars have had a chance to be on the track until their practice session here.
Wow.
So
okay.
It's totally new for everybody. You know, they can put those cars in the simulators they have, but totally new for every team. So that'll be exciting to see how they all adjust to it. We try to be really fan-friendly. And because we're the only track, you know, the next closest one to us is in Kansas, so it's about 8 hours from here. So we draw a good amount of people regionally to come in here. We try to have a great midway with lots of different activities for kids. We're pushing kids tickets. They're only $10 for Sunday's cup race.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Saturday's
yep.
race. And, you know, we want people to come out here and spend the day or spend the weekend. We had campers who showed up last Saturday, which was the first day we opened our campground. So we kind of repaved some of the roads out in our campground to make it nicer for them. So it's really a fan-friendly sport. You know, you can still bring in your cooler. You can still bring your own food in here. So those are the kind of things that we look to really get to people and have them use that to come out and enjoy their day or weekend.
Very cool. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 is what is happening on Sunday. And you know, whenever the tracks, whether there's a new track or a change in the track or repaving the track, a lot of the teams try to get out there and test. But just the timing, the way that you did it, they didn't really have that chance, obviously, until they really got on site with you this time.
Exactly. Started January 9th, and it was pretty much more or less completed about 2.5-3 weeks ago. And it was a complete repave. We had an issue with a lot of moisture being retained in the asphalt of the track. And actually, when they tore it up, there was no moisture in the dirt underneath it. So that was our problem. We had rain last year, and we just couldn't get the track dry. So everybody wanted to come. But also, NASCAR is kind of trying to contain some costs, and the teams are as well. And I think they would have wanted to be here for a test, but it just didn't fit in the schedule because we did this so close to the race. So they've added some extra time here over the weekend for them to practice and get used to it. And these engineers and crew chiefs and drivers, they're obviously the top of the game. They can figure it out, I think, pretty quickly, and it'll make for an interesting race.
Yeah. Well, here's one of the other things. Racing, NASCAR, there are their fans, the hardcore fans, of course, the drivers themselves. But it is a kind of a universal sport that has fans from whether it's all age groups or all walks of life. I know for the Daytona 500 was out there. I mean, you had everybody from Olympians to Gronk, you know, from the Patriots to Keanu Reeves, you know, movie stars, celebrities, athletes, certainly some of those things. And you guys have done that too, where you took people. I could not think of two people more different. You're going to have, as some of your celebrity participants, your honorees, you've got Jim Rome, you know, famed television sportscaster, and Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, the one thing they have in common, I guess, is racing on Sunday.
Exactly. And I think that adds to the spectacle of it too. I mean, I don't think you just go to, you know, a Major League Baseball game or an NFL game, a random one, and see, you know, have people like that participating in a pregame thing. So that's what makes racing special. And we're, you know, and I think NASCAR does a great job of helping us get cool people that people kind of want to see. And, you know, we've had other musical acts like Sammy Hagar, people like that, Leonard Skinner, you know, so, and Foreigner, groups like that. So, and you don't get that in other sports. And I think that's what makes it, and that's another thing that makes it special.
Yeah. And here's the other thing too. And I don't know if you'll remember this, but you said you've been there for 18 years. So this would definitely be in that time window. So I was at, a good friend of mine is Guy Fieri. He's a famous chef from Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. And he's a big car fan too, big NASCAR fans, who was out at the 500 with us. But then I remember you guys did this, and it might've been maybe 10 years ago. You did a thing called Asphalt Chef, where you actually brought in, Mario Batali. It was Guy. I think Carl Edwards participated. It might have been Jimmy Johnson. I can't remember. Maybe Tim Love from, but you guys did. You kind of blended the racing side and the food side. It was very cool.
Well, I think that's what gives you a great opportunity in this sport, is the drivers have certain interests. And then you mentioned like Guy Fieri, who has an interest in racing and wants to be there. And it's pretty easy to kind of mesh those two depending on what the person likes to do. You know, whether a driver likes baseball and take them to, you know, throw out a first pitch or something. But we had a young man who's on the Xfinity series yesterday, Brennan Poole, who's from the Houston area originally. He came to us. He really likes the Fixer Upper show on HGTV. So we took him to Waco.
Are you serious?
He did a bunch of interviews at different radio and TV stations. And then we took him over to Magnolia, and he had a great time over there. Got, you know, he would have never seen it probably regularly. They gave him a tour of the place, not Chip and Joanna, but the people who work there. So he had a great time. And, you know, maybe that's a relationship that we can continue to build on, and Brennan can too as well in the future.
You know what, Greg, this is the day and age where you have celebrity remodelers. We've worked with and have them on a couple times. Great guys, the Property Brothers, like, you know, Jonathan and Drew.
Exactly.
But you've got like Chip and Joanna. They're big. They're big stars. Isn't that crazy? You think people have always loved, you know, the race car drivers. Those are some of their idols, you know, that they look up to. But here is the driver looking up to people who have a home remodeling show. It's a very entertaining one. You know that. But still,
exactly.
It's kind of an unfit.
It's just weird how those things come together. And, you know, obviously that's a popular show, but you wouldn't think a younger guy, probably single guys watching that show, but he's a big fan and loved every minute of it. And that's what, when you mesh something like that together, like you mentioned the cooking thing or what we did yesterday, that makes you feel good because you kind of hit a home run in it, because everybody wins in that kind of deal and it helps everybody at the end of the day.
I think what it does is it showcases that diversity of fan, that there are people from all walks of life, all interests. The one thing they may have in common, we all have cars in common, right? It's the one thing that we all do and have done, you know, our entire lives, and racing as well. So give the information out for Texas Motor Speedway. I know everybody in Chicagoland is going to be watching the race tomorrow for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500, but you have another race coming up as well that they can make that pilgrimage down to, take that road trip. So what's the website?
The website's texasmotorspeedway.com, and on Twitter it's @TXMotorspeedway.
Greg Elkin, he is a media relations manager and all-around good guy, you know, from St. Charles, Illinois. He is he's down there at Texas Motor Speedway. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for taking care of all the fans, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is Guy Goody from Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN. Put your seatbelt on. We're on the road.
7:20 WGN on the road with Dane here, Allstate Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue. Beautiful day, and on the line with us is a guy who traded in so many of those non-beautiful days that we have up here for more of them, and has had as amazing career. You'll know him as a barbecue Hall of Famer, acclaimed author, TV personality, and a I think he's the cooking pride of Berwyn, Illinois, the one and only Dr. Barbecue. Ray Lampe, welcome to WGN.
Good to hear you, Dane. I still wish I was on Michigan Avenue, though, man. It sounds like a better place than Florida.
Stop. Now you're crazy talking, but today there is absolutely no question. I don't think anyone would argue with you. It is as beautiful of a day as you're going to get here, and that is saying something. And Chicago is alive. I think people are just coming out of the woodwork. It's so exciting.
Oh, it's amazing how fast it happens. You know, down here when it's 50, everybody freaks out and puts their winter coat on. Up there, it's spring, man. Everybody's walking around in T-shirts, probably.
Well, you know, you guys were walking around out, not only, you know, getting outside and enjoying some golf out on the links with, and you mentioned it too, Mike Allstott. And, of course, people will know the pride of Joliet Catholic. He was a big deal here and then such a great player for the Buccaneers.
Oh, man, they love him as much down here as they did up there. It's funny, you know, growing up. You know, Mike, when I lived in Chicago, Mike was such a big deal out at Joliet Catholic, and I moved down here, and down here he's revered the same way, and he's just such a good guy. He put together a family foundation, and they're always raising money, and lo and behold, they invited me to play in their golf outing as a celebrity, which is really kind of, you know, I mean, it's all NFL guys and Major League Baseball guys and me, so it's a little intimidating to be the celebrity in that crowd, but what a fun thing. And we put together a tailgate package for a game this fall and raised almost $10,000
wow.
in auction for that. So, yeah, it's so cool to see an old Chicago guy down here, too. So, yeah, it's really a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day. My golf game's kind of weak, but I had a couple of guys on my team, so that's why I like scrambles.
Yeah, I was gonna say, of course, you could beat them all, right, as far as cooking a brisket. But when it comes to golf, I wasn't sure if that was your strong suit. But so it's good to hear you had some help on the team side.
No, definitely not.
Well, here on the show, we talk about, you know, a lot of different things, motorsports, lifestyle, travel, road trips. And I wanted to get some of your kind of barbecue road trips in those years when you were competing, for sure, driving along with the trailer and the car and the green egg and some of the other things that you used to cook with. And I know you and I was down at the American Royal with you, and I was so excited to be able to go because it was the last time, or one of the last times that they had it where you could actually spend some time on the dark side, the fabled, famed dark side, because now they're actually going to have the American Royal at the Speedway.
Yeah, well, I think they had it there last year as well. They're kind of events without a home at the moment. You know, they had a falling out with the place where they used to have it, and I believe they're building a new facility where it will be. So they're kind of in between. They went to the Arrowhead Stadium for a year, and it was right. great, but then the following year, the Chiefs were going to play that day, so they couldn't do it. And so they moved over to the Speedway, and I didn't make it last year. From what I hear, it's a great facility. I just hate that they had to bounce the date around a little bit. You know, it makes it hard on everybody, but they'll find a new home. It's been 35 years that thing's been happening, and they will, you know, they'll get after it. I mean, that's a fun event. If anybody wants to really go see a big-time barbecue contest, it's in the fall in Kansas City. Wherever they have it, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it is definitely one of the great ones. And barbecue, even though it is in your name, it doesn't necessarily define you. You're a fan of football, so many different sports, and even racing. I was excited to hear and see some of the pictures. You actually took the NASCAR cruise. So you were hanging out on the Love Boat, like a cruise ship, with some of the stars of racing.
Yeah, that was really a treat. I mean, I am a NASCAR fan. I really was starting to become a NASCAR fan in Chicago. I was up there when they built the two different tracks, the one that's still running and the one in Cicero. And, you know, a lot of people in Chicago were starting to become NASCAR fans back then. And, of course, Indy is right down the street, so we were always kind of racing fans. But out of the blue, I got it. So I moved down here, and I became a big NASCAR fan. But out of the blue, I get a call to hire me to come on the NASCAR cruise. They thought that a barbecue guy would be a good fit, and it absolutely was. I had as many fans on the boat as some of those drivers because it's just a perfect pairing, you know. But what a cool thing. I mean, Richard Petty was hanging out with us
wow.
the whole week. Yeah, and Rusty Wallace. I mean, I did the Wallace family barbecue. So we had Mike Wallace and Rusty out there and me and a big green egg on the back of the boat. If you look around, you'll find the pictures of it. It was a blast. What a fun thing for me. And those guys are just, you know, they're all so media and fan savvy. You know what I mean? They know how to hang with these people, and the fans know too. It's really a cool interaction, except when Dale Jr. came on the boat. Dale Jr. came on the boat for 4 hours because that's a little bit different level of celebrity there. And it almost disrupted the whole thing. It was really kind of funny. There was these poor people had to wait in line for hours. There was nothing he could do. There was 2,000 people that wanted to have their picture made with him.
Wow.
So it was that was a bit of a challenge. But all in all, yeah, it was cool, man. We really I'm a lucky guy. I get to do fun stuff like that.
See, and he's on another level, that's for sure. But look at this. So you got NFL All-Stars having golf outings. They need Dr. Barbecue there. You've got the NASCAR crews. They need Dr. Barbecue there. And in the last minute or so that we've got, let's talk about it. I think that you're going to be a destination for so many people coming up. We talk about road trips all the time. The Tampa, Orlando, that kind of area is a destination for so many travelers and vacationers, but now they're going to have one extra reason to head down there because you've got Dr. Barbecue's coming up.
Yeah, I figured I'd make it easy. They could all just come and visit me from now on. the folks that have DATZ in Tampa, if you've ever been around Tampa, it's a great restaurant, and they've got a couple other restaurants. And they called me out of the blue and said, and they're friends of mine, they said, hey, you want to open a barbecue restaurant? I said, with you as partners? Heck yeah. So we found a great location in St. Petersburg, where I live, 10 minutes from my house, and actually right by Tropicana Field where the Rays play. And we have an IndyCar race down here, too. We have the St. Pete Grand Prix in the spring. So I suspect Graham Rahal is a big Green Egg fan. So Big Graham and I have become friends. So I suspect I'll get a few of those guys over there when they're in town. Hopefully it's going to be a destination for everybody.
Well, you've always talked about it. Super grateful for all the success. You've had a charmed life. You're constantly saying you get to do cool stuff, and now people are going to get to do cool stuff with you as well. And I know the future is even brighter than the past, Ray, if you can even believe that. So let people know how they can get a hold of you, keep up with all of the things and the progress on Dr. Barbecue's, and, of course, all the crazy things that you're doing on a regular basis social media-wise.
Yeah, it's fun to be me for sure. DrBarbecue.com, just DRBBQ. The website for the restaurant, we just add an S to it, Dr. Barbecue's. Same thing on Twitter and Facebook. If you just Google Dr. Barbecue, DRBBQ, you're going to find me.
Ray, you know we love you. And, of course, here in Chicago, we love you and miss you. And you know that we're not alone. And thanks so much for taking time and joining us on the show today.
Oh, I miss you all. I'll be there for the National Restaurant Show. I'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Ray. All right, we are going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and send it to news. It's Dane on the road here on 720 WGN.
Hi, I'm John Forrest, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN, and I'm still the champ.
On the road with Dane for WGN at World of Wheels in Rosemont with the legend, one of the greatest drivers of all time for NHRA, the one and only John Forrest. Welcome to the show.
Good to be on the show. Good to be back in Chicago. And looking forward to coming to Route 66 in Joliet. There's the boss right behind me. Is that sucking up or what? But no, we are. It's a great racetrack. We'll probably be testing there because that's where you can learn. It's got great surface. And I'm excited. I love Chicago. Look at this show here.
Oh, my God.
I'm here with Chevrolet Performance here in this crowd. I was here last night. The crowd's unbelievable.
You love Chicago. You love Route 66. It loves you back. I mean, John, can you believe it? As you travel the country, one thing remains the same, and it's fans. Here in Chicago, you have so many.
Well, I had a great crowd Friday night. A lot of people getting off work, but I brought in Courtney and Robert Hyde today, and the place is packed, so we're excited. Hey, how about those Chicago Cubs?
I am looking forward to, we're not going to divulge anything, but I'm looking forward to some John Force presence right at Wrigley Field. I know that just as a lot of the Cubs and certainly a lot of their fans love racing, you guys do love the Cubs.
Well, we're from Los Angeles. Robert's a big Dodger fan. But the truth is that we're in Chicago, and I've become a fan. Like, I'm even though the Rams are out in California, I'm a fan of the Cowboys in Dallas, probably because of the cheerleaders. But what Chicago did to stay all these years and get that goat out of the building.
Oh my God.
I mean, everybody became a fan of Chicago. They finally got the deal back.
Yes, you're right. If you're just a fan of sports in general and great stories and overcoming adversity, that's what you have to be excited about with the Cubs.
See, you thought I was going the wrong way. I know what city I'm in, but what I'm saying is we're all Chicago fans now because of that. So, hey, let's get them Bears going.
Well, there are so many fans of motorsports and cars here, not just racing, certainly so many for what you do, but racing fans love cars in general. There are cars from, like, just the whole scope of automotive world. When you come to a show like this, World of Wheels, and you get to see so many cars in such great condition, do you think to yourself, this is the car that John Force needs in his garage when he gets back?
Yeah, this is it's a good time for me in my career. at my age. I'm 67 years old, but I'm with my family all the time. I was out here. Tommy Johnson Jr. drives for Schumacher. He was here last night with the fans. We were both entertained and having a good time, and that's really what it's all about. It's a job, but when you love your job, it makes it so easy. But I'm here with the Peak Chevrolet right now at the Chevrolet Performance, and of course, Monster Energy's with us. Yep. Courtney, which I keep wanting to say Traxxas. God bless them, too. They're still with NHRA and with us, but she drives the Advanced Auto Parts, and Robert with the Auto Club Chevrolet. So, Mac Tool, we're back in business. Go get them Cubs. Where's that goat at?
The goat is dead. But you have brought the family situation back to racing. Talk a little bit about how exciting it is to have the daughters involved and have everybody involved with the team and get on board with what you're doing.
I think I'm making you stress. Am I not supposed to bring up that goat? Is that bad karma?
No, okay. The goat is gone. But it is satisfying, right, to bring the family in and have the girls racing with you and have them kind of in the family business.
Yeah. Well,
and yes, the goat is gone.
My kids grew up around racing. You know, they've been to every track on the circuit. Brittany, Courtney, and Ashley when they were in diapers. They've all driven funny cars like me. Still love it. Ashley took a few years off to have some kids. Got two grandsons. Now she wants a girl. And of course, Robert's got my granddaughter, Autumn. So she's driving junior dragsters on the NHRA circuit. So NHRA, a great organization. You know, we put 1.4 million people watched us on TV live at Pomona. I don't know the numbers yet from Phoenix, but that's huge. I know the TV stuff. I know how it works.
Yep.
So we have our own TV production company. So really exciting, the growth of our sport.
Yep.
And, hey, if you haven't seen drag racing, come to the racetrack. See it live. It's the greatest show on earth. It's P.T. Barnum at 330 miles an hour.
Courtney had mentioned, of course, every ticket a pit pass. And I will contend, I've said it 1 million times, and I know that you know this, that there is no way to replicate being there in person for an NHRA event.
Well, Fox does a pretty good job showing it. The sound, the noise, the light, the feeling, the experience. Everything that you get that you see on TV, it's great. But if you can go to the track and see it in Joliet, unbelievable to be there and feel the ground shake underneath you. To see 10,000 horsepower, 20,000 when two cars are running. 10,000 is more than the whole 40 cars at a NASCAR race horsepower. 335 miles an hour. And it's just, it's unbelievable. And going down a racetrack in less than 4 seconds, my daughter ran 367 in the top fuel car. Courtney ran 335 in the funny car. So it's the greatest show on earth. Get the kids. Come out there to Joliet. Be part of the experience. And do I pronounce Joliet right?
Yes, you did. Route 66, you're going to see the stars of NHRA, and, of course, its biggest star, John Force, there as well. Last question, a lifetime in motorsports. The kids grew up with it. But what was your first car ever?
My first car was a 54 Chevy. Four-door, and I shaved the rear door handles to make it look like a two-door. Six-cylinder engine, three-speed on the dash, which I ended up putting a big old Chevrolet engine in it, a giant one, 400-inch or something, and of course, four-speed on the floor. I loved racing. Chevrolet was the first car. I started my career with Chevrolet. I won 6-7 championships. I did move over to another brand, but I finally come home, and I'm excited to be here. I'm with Old World Industries, Peak, antifreeze, coolant, motor oils now, and also with Blue Def for the truck line. But they're out of Chicago, and I'm part of that. And they said, and this is the first that has ever that I've ever heard of, they signed me to drive as long as I want to drive. And at my age, it may not be too long, but I bet it is.
High praise back with Chevrolet back in Chicago where he belongs. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks so much for being on the show, John Force.
Love your show, and love Joliet. And love Chicago.
720 WTN on the road with Dane. We're going to play some patriotic music because it isn't always or every day that you're in the presence of an All-American. And when you can combine just the title of All-American plus great sports plus, you know, one of the most All-American foods on the planet, maybe this planet or any other galactically, right? You've got pizza. Then you're ahead of the game. And then you factor in the whole bucket list sporting events, you know, get out there and enjoy some of the greatest sporting events happening all around the country. College sports, there's nothing like it. In studio, we've got Jason Zone Fisher. He is the Pizza Hut All-American. Jason, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, not only are you not usually around an All-American, I don't know if you've ever been in the presence of a Pizza Hut All-American.
you know, I don't know if you guys are normally incognito or if you're usually, you know, there's a mob scene or anything, because you could, there could be Pizza Hut All-Americans moving among us on a regular basis that we're unaware of, because you're a humble group, right? No,
well,
not so much.
I'm actually one of one, so this is I am the one and only Pizza Hut All-American.
This is one of those red letter days. You got to get out there and check it out. For hockey fans, college hockey fans, it's a red letter day, of course, because this is the culmination of the Frozen Four as that championship happens right here in Chicago, and you're here to enjoy it with us. So let's talk a little bit about what it is that you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty great. A lot of people would enjoy the opportunity. So you have been chosen to go and see some of these great events all around the country and do it in the name of pizza.
I have the best job in the world. Basically, Pizza Hut is the official pizza of the NCAA. So with that, they name me the
for
pizza
everything,
hut.
Whether it's all lacrosse, sports. Whether it's everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, doesn't that, I think, lend itself to just the diversity and appeal of pizza? That regardless
totally.
Of whether you're a NCAA chess champion,
yeah.
right, or Division One football, you're going to love pizza.
Exactly. And the NCAA does have a lot of partners who usually do big activations at some of their major events, like what just happened in Phoenix at the men's basketball Final Four.
And you were there.
I was there for that. But what Pizza Hut is doing, they're the first brand ever to do this, is to do something, activate at every single championship. And I'm kind of the one who does that. So they're sending me to every single NCAA championship in every single sport to create content on social media, to eat a lot of pizza, to give away a lot of pizza, to have fun. So I'm here for the Frozen Four
nice.
In Chicago.
Very nice.
Last week I was at men's and women's basketball in Phoenix and Dallas.
Understandably cool.
30 sports. Next week I go to Louisiana for the bowling championship. I'm going to all of them.
I was going to say, in the world of Jason Zone Fisher, you know, some days you wake up and you're like, yes, I'm going to the Final Four, and some days it's like, okay, I'm going to see bowling.
Well, you know,
or unless you're just kind of that Renaissance man on the sports side.
They're all exciting in different ways. Some obviously are a little more high profile than others, but it's cool because, you know, some people will get a chance to go to a Final Four in their lifetime, and it's an amazing bucket list type event. But I probably would never go to the bowling championship or the track and field championship or
right.
fencing, but it's cool because of this amazing gig I have.
Okay.
I'm getting to experience it all, and it's pretty awesome.
Off the air, we know that you're generally a sports fan,
yeah.
right? And so you love sports, and you know, we'll get into the whole, because you're from Cleveland, right?
Yes.
And so obviously there's been some high moments on the NBA side, right?
Well, this was 2016 was a good year.
Yeah,
for sports,
I mean,
finally,
yeah. So yeah. so you're a fan of the sports anyway, but I think this is cool because as a general sports fan, which one of the sports, you say some of them you wouldn't think to go to, were you really surprised? I mean, did you become a fencing fan? You know,
well,
are you buying some like fencing t-shirts or are you picking up bowling? I mean,
I did get a fencing t-shirt. I did. You know, I don't know that I'm going to be going to every single fencing championship here on out,
okay.
but it was cool. I learned a lot about the sport, some like fun facts and interesting little tidbits that each sport has. And there's these diehard fans. You know what I was blown away by? The wrestling championship?
Yeah.
These fans, diehard fans, go every single year, and they've got a tradition during the championship where different people stand up. They say, if you've been, this is your first championship, stand. All right, now if it's your fifth, stand.
Really?
People, there was a guy who's 65th wrestling championship. They just keep coming year after year
wow.
after year to it.
See?
Pretty loyal. It's pretty cool.
So you're getting in on some of the kind of the unknown stuff that is huge within like that sport or that fan
yeah.
base, and you're kind of privy to it now. This is a lot of pressure because not, you know, you are, and I don't know, I don't want to maybe say this and kind of freak you out or whatever, but you, if you're going to play the role of and be the physical embodiment of the true fan,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of pressure because you got to be up every day.
That's true, but you know, it doesn't feel like pressure because I really am a sports fan, so it's easy for me. When my job is I get paid to go to sports and eat pizza, it's not too hard. This is pretty natural for me. I love it. I love sports. I love competition. I love getting to travel, meet new people, and I get to eat pizza the whole time, so it's really nothing to complain about.
So you're carrying the torch
yeah.
for Pizza Hut, sharing some of the things that they're doing. Of course, you can get pizza from Pizza Hut all around the country. It is
yep.
one of our, you know, on the chain side, one of our iconic brands.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it that you're doing? Is it just like, hey Jason, just here's your ticket, go enjoy yourself and maybe talk a little bit, or do you have some
bit.
Obligations, you know?
Well, I get to meet amazing people like you and talk to you and kind of spread what
Easy.
I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad. But then I also, you know, I'm one guy with this amazing dream job, so I want other people to get to experience what I'm experiencing. So I share all of these really fun photos and videos and all of my moments on Instagram and on Twitter at PH All American. PH like Pizza Hut. So
right.
PH UH All-American. If you check that out, it's really cool. You can see where I am each week. I'm in a different city, in a different state, at a different NCAA championship. Jeez. And I bump into tons of celebrities and athletes. And
well, you're a celebrity
really
now, too, because you're the PH All-American.
Exactly.
Jason Zonfitcher, he is the Pizza Hut All-American. And so is it a year? Is it like Miss America, where you're like it's a year long run, or is it like a Supreme Court justice or the Pope, where you just get to do it till you feel tired of it?
I don't know. I know that it definitely goes through the College World Series the end of June. It started in November at the cross country championship, so it's pretty great. Beyond that, I don't know. I'm gonna have to start campaigning like a presidential candidate to keep it going, because I can't go back to normal life after this. This is I'm spoiled. This is amazing.
Early on, just as it was in the founding of our great country, there weren't any term limits in there. So you're kind of in the what we know in the business as the quote unquote the Wild West, where you can start making up your own rules. And if you do a good job, then I think benevolent dictator, Pizza Hut benevolent dictator could be good.
That's quite a title as well. I could go for that. And you know what else I need to point out? You might not know, see this. I'm wearing the Pizza Hut pie tops. So if you get hungry right now, there's a button in my shoes. I could order us a pizza to the studio right here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, these really work.
So you have, just as though the commander-in-chief has the ability to launch missiles and, control the milk, you have the ability to control pizza and have it appear whenever.
Yeah, legitimately, like, these things work. I've been ordering pizza from my shoe. There's a button with built-in Bluetooth. It knows where I am. Hit a button, order pizza. Only 64 pairs. The pie tops are amazing.
In the spirit of fairness, and just as like a Vladimir Putin has elections, that maybe he's the only one on the ballot. So how would people in the future either sign up or participate or try to be that next Pizza Hut All-American?
Well, you're trying to get me replaced.
Well,
I'm just in the
spirit of fairness.
Yeah,
you know?
Thanks a lot. I'm not even going to tell you the answer to that question. No, but really, if you follow me at PH All American on Instagram and Twitter. I give away sometimes the pie tops. I give away free pizza. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, that's the best place to go for all the information. Pizza Hut All American related is my social media channels.
I love it. Well, here's the thing with celebrities. Sometimes it's difficult for the average listener, the average fan, you know, myself, to be able to relate to them because you're high atop the mountaintop. You mentioned that you're going to get to see the College World Series. I think that's very exciting because you're going to see the future Chris Bryant's, the future, you know, Kyle Schwarber's, the future whoever's on the Indians.
Hopefully
right?
The Indians draft those guys, not the Cubs, but yes.
So let's humanize you a little bit. And before we went on the air, you mentioned you're from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the normal conditioned response is, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, in a way, you know, it's like, sorry that had to happen but you mentioned that you were actually at game 7, which was, I think, undeniably, even with a little hindsight, probably the greatest moment for sure in baseball, maybe in sports all time.
It was amazing. It was incredible. You know, it was, I'm just so glad that Rajay Davis of the Indians hit that home run so Indians fans could at least have that moment, because I will always take that with me forever. When we came back and momentum was on our side, it felt like the Indians were going to win it. That was such a level of joy. I was more used to the heartbreak of losing a game 7. That was a familiar feeling, but at least I got to experience that moment for as brief as it lasted. That was fun. And, you know, if we had to lose to anybody, I am glad it was the Cubs. They were definitely America's team. You know, I've always rooted for the Cubs when not playing the Indians. It's really true. So I took solace in that at least it went to a deserving fan base.
Well, at least the game didn't end with the ball stuck to the chest protector of the catcher in some strange way. So so there's that. Before we let you go and wrap up the show, one more time with the social media, the website?
Yeah, PH All American. Hey, and if you're getting hungry, it's really easy to order pizza, pizza.com. This is why they pay me the big bucks. I know what I'm doing. It's easy. You can do it on Amazon Echo right now, even.
Or just get the shoes from Jason Zonfitcher. Exactly. He is the Pizza Hut All American. Jason, thanks so much for coming in and spending time on the show with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a blast.
We're going to take a break. Then we will send it to news. It's Dane here on the road on 720 WGN.